You're listening to WGTD HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. This is Technology Matters, a show for the casual and non-professional computer and gadget user, which airs on the second Saturday of the month. The show is hosted by Gateway IT instructor Christine Lazzaro, an experienced computer and high-tech gadget user. As new gadgets, computers, and other high-tech products hit the marketplace, for many of us, it all becomes a blur. Here on Technology Matters, Christine Lazzaro wants to cut through all the hype and give you the real scoop on those new products. Here's Christine with today's program.
And good morning, everyone. It's Chris.
And Dave.
And today's topic is about education.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the internet. Okay, so let's back up a second. The internet is a great thing. You can do all kinds of things. Dave, you planned a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I made reservations to your wedding, which was all kinds of fun, and we'll talk about that another day. But the internet is just, you know, a wealth of information and ability to do things. And so today what we thought we would do is talk about all of the educational opportunities, or if you just want to learn, you know, one little thing, all of the different sources or resources that are available online to do that. And when I started researching, when Dave started researching, I think we were both shocked at all of the things that you can learn online.
Yeah, there's a lot more to the internet than just cute cat videos. So there are definitely a lot of resources you can get for free even out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, quit wasting your time playing Candy Crush. Go and learn something, right?
Almost.
Know. Yeah. Yeah. So we're just going to talk about, you know, some of the different sites that are out there, you know, going from, you know, like the most well-known, I guess, if you will, and the ones that people, you know, already have a familiarity with, all the way to some of them that people don't. And this is going to be, you know, if you're going to jot down some of these sites, these are going to be helpful if you're, like, homeschooling your kid. I mean, so it's going to run the gamut of grade ranges all the way from, you know, K through 12 to adult kinds of things if you need to beef up your skills to, you know, look for another job. And for the most part, everything we're going to talk about is free.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your number one favorite site to go to when you need to find out something?
Well, YouTube or Google's when I need to find something.
Yeah, yeah. And when I say find something, I'm talking about learn how to do something, you know. And, yeah, so you start out with Google and you put in whatever you're looking to learn how to do, and that will lead you to other sites. Then if you need actual demonstrations on how to do something, then the second most favorite for most people is probably YouTube.
Yeah, I prefer YouTube for things like that because the people who take the time to do a video, for the most part, can show they know what they're doing for, like, I don't know, like installing a toilet or something else, even something simple.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's just it, you know. YouTube is, it's amazing what you can learn how to do. You can, you know, everything from, you know, tuning up your car to literally rebuilding your car engine, changing your oil, tuning a guitar, how to apply makeup, how to do your hair for a fancy event. You know, everything and anything is out there on YouTube.
Yeah, it's become a really good resource for many things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And a lot of college educators are using YouTube to put videos for their lectures. So it's not just everyday kinds of tasks, you know, like cooking a new dish or something like that. But you can literally learn employability skills there. I use YouTube to supplement my online resources. So I'll put a YouTube link especially for a concept that can be a little bit more difficult to grasp, you know, and I have created some of my own, but first I start out by looking to see if there's something out there. And so YouTube is awesome for that.
Yeah, definitely. Many, many things, especially the ones that you really want to get a visual aid along with the lecture, because sometimes they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's really needed. It's things like you can learn how to make AutoCAD or files for 3D printing on there.
Yeah, yeah. I used YouTube when I was building my computer to, you know, look at a couple of, because there were a couple of things that I wasn't clear on. The instructions that came with those particular parts weren't clear. So I just, and this is the other thing about YouTube. If you do buy something like that, you know, like you're building a new computer, you would be surprised at how many manufacturers have also put instructional videos out on YouTube.
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier than some of the, I don't want to say archaic knowledge bases that are out there or mm-hmm. FAQs. It's just a lot easier. It's a format people are familiar with. Mm-hmm. It's, I'm assuming it's free to just do a company YouTube site and post videos, but that might not be true. But for the most part, it seems free.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and you can even, if you're a budding videographer and want to make your own videos, you can actually make money off of that. If people subscribe to your YouTube videos, then every time somebody subscribes or, you know, or watches one of yours, you get, I don't know, 3 cents. But, you know, it's a worldwide thing, so, you know, that can add up pretty quick.
Yeah. You have to make sure to enable their AdSense program for things like that. But yeah. You can make a little bit of money.
Yeah, yeah. So YouTube is, you know, probably people's most familiar thing. Let's talk about some of the others that people may not be as familiar with.
Yeah, more traditional things. Actually, Harvard has free online classes. I was able to find that they're doing basically like an introduction to computers at a higher level through a free online class for mm-hmm. for Harvard, of all places.
Yeah.
I was surprised to find that.
Yeah. In fact, Harvard, Stanford, Yale, MIT. There's a site out there, openculture.com/free-online-courses. 875 free online courses from all of these Ivy League schools.
Wow.
Yeah. And everything, you know, I mean, Dave and I, because we're IT people, we tend to concentrate more on computer types of things. But that's one of the things I wanted to look for was other than computers. So, yes, there's computer courses. But this openculture.com also has history courses, science courses, engineering courses, all kinds. And obviously these would be college level. So the openculture.com is college level. But 875 free courses from all of those Ivy League schools. Just
wow.
Amazing. Yeah. And the other thing is some of these sites are sites that have glommed on to kind of gathering all of these and consolidating them all. There's other resources. One of yours, since you're a Mac Apple guy, iTunes U.
Yeah, I was surprised to find that. The way they did that, rather than just going through the App Store, kind of like a sea of a lot of things. But they have it fairly well done for just educational software and integrated class learning in iTunes U. So that was something worth checking out for sure, because
The
iPad is pretty kid-friendly. I talk to my friends who have kids, and the kids are using the iPad at a very, very young age. And sometimes you can use that before they learn to talk, which is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's tactile and tactile, you know. So, yeah, kids glom onto it. One of the other cool things about iTunes U and the Apple initiatives, if you will, not just for individual learning or supplemental learning, but educators on the K-12 level can use that portal for their own coursework. So it may not be a free course, but if you want to supplement it, you know, if your school has bought into iPads, you can use that as part, you know, bringing those courses live to your students using the iPad.
So. Yeah, it's amazing how far that's come along.
Oh, you know, just everything. Technology can be really, really great. So here's another one that I wanted to mention for those who are having math challenges. Math.com, and it's a great site, again, it's concentrating on math, but you can learn everything from the most basic math all the way up to calculus, statistics, so higher levels of math. And this is one that I wanted to really mention because we do have listeners who homeschool their kids, and math can sometimes be one of the more challenging subjects for parents to teach because if they're not that strong in math, they might need some supplementals. And math.com is really kind of cool because there's not only, you know, lectures there, but there's exercises and there's games. So it makes it fun to learn as well as good to learn. And we can all sometimes use help in refreshing our math skills.
Yeah, especially some of the higher level math that you might not have used in a while. And there's a lot of things like the new math, the old math. Sometimes there's new ways of doing things, and it depends how you're teaching, but sometimes a new way can be better.
Right, right. Or how you learned. And, you know, and that's another thing. You know, we, when students come to enroll at Gateway, they need to take a reading placement test and a math placement test. And if it's been a long time since you took a math class, this would be a great site to go to brush up on your math, because sometimes, you know, when students, you know, when they take that remediation math course, it all comes flooding back to them. All they needed was a reminder. Well, here you go. Spend some time at this math.com site, then go and take that, you know, math placement test. Or even if you're, you know, studying for your SAT or your ACT and you need to brush up on your math, anytime, you know, you need to learn a particular new topic or just brush up on it because it's been a while since mm-hmm. you've done it. That would be a great place to go. Another great site for, again, those academic types of subjects, Khan Academy. It's khanacademy.com. And you might have seen commercials because they do have commercials on TV. It does require a registration, but it is free. And there's, again, a variety of academic subjects from math to science to history. Heard some really great reviews on Khan Academy.
Oh, nice. The Harvard course I mentioned earlier is called CS550X, by the way. I found it at edx.org.
Yeah, yeah. So what else did you have?
There seems to be a couple of these websites that are more – they pull different resources together and then offer that to you for free. One I found was OCWConsortium.org, which is another place that combines things from about 22 universities, MIT, Johns Hopkins, Trust, University of Michigan, some other places as well. So that's another good place to check and see if there's a school that is offering free courses that you're interested in, because that way you can also brush up on the material, but you can also see how they teach the material, because that's a big deal of how a college teaches the material you're looking into.
Absolutely. And it's the same thing when we talked about the YouTubes. Some of the YouTubes are actually demonstrations, so it's more visual. But some of them are nothing more than somebody, you know, showing their PowerPoints and then kind of reading, you know, talking through the PowerPoints, so a bit more static. And that's another thing. So there may be a wealth of online education out there, but how well is the quality and how does it fit with your learning style? You know, you want to – the best online learning is going to have combinations of, you know, lectures, hearing, reading, and doing, because otherwise you're going to get bored really quick.
Yeah, definitely. It really comes down to what type of learner you are as well.
Here's another one, and this one is a little bit more interesting in their approach. It's called Course R-A, so CourseRa.org. So I guess it would be called Coursera, Coursera.org. And there's our courses. So it's not just a little, you know, tutorial on a particular subject. It's a bona fide course, and they actually have start dates. So, for example, just looking at some of the different courses, they had one called, and this is from the University of Rochester, and it's the Music of the Beatles started February 9th. So it's got regular registration dates, and you know, you can register for the courses, and then it'll show, you know, when the next one is coming up. And what I think is interesting about this one is these are universities all over the world. So, for example, there's another course, Reason and Persuasion, Thinking Through Three Dialogues by Plato, and this one is from the National University of Singapore.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just kind of fun stuff. And all kinds of topics on this one, everything from philosophies to psychology to writing, just all kinds of stuff. And it brags about 624 courses from 108 different schools. And again, all
very
free.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So, so I thought that one was kind of unique. You know, it would be marvelous, and there is a movement out there to be able to get a degree from, you know, all of these, you know, pulling together all of these open learning kinds of sites and being able to get an actual degree. You never have to leave home, you know, and you can pick and choose, I want this and I want this and then I want this. So there is a movement out there.
Yeah, and it's also nice because a lot of people are working and maybe have kids, and these kind of places you can do on your own time.
Yeah.
And it's free, so you don't even have to worry about college loans or all that fun stuff just yet. So if things are tight and you're trying to improve yourself, this is definitely a good way to go.
Right. And that's the whole point of this. Another great one that I wanted to mention is it's a website called freevideolectures.com. And this particular – this is one of those sites that gathers those videos from numerous sources, including YouTube. But it's nice because it organizes them in the area of topics. So there's – again, it's kind of that learning environment based on videos. But a huge, huge range of topics, things like botany or flower arranging and – educational, job improvement, employability skills, lots and lots of computer topics, and it's just kind of nice that, because it does organize them a bit better than YouTube. Sometimes you can find a particular topic. Like one of my favorite set of videos is from a guy called Eli the Computer Guy, and he's really awesome if you want to learn computer things. That's more of a minority kind of thing when the YouTube videos are nicely, neatly organized, where this freevideolectures.com does organize them in a really, really nice way and pulls them all together. And those are all video-type lessons. So,
and a quick note about YouTube, when you find one that instructs you how to do something, you might want to see how many views it has and their other material, because it might not be true, because anyone can put anything out there. They don't have to say if it's right or not. So if you're looking at something a little more complex, or something, if you make a mistake, it would be very costly. Watch a couple on that topic just
right,
to make sure.
And that's a very, very good point, because anybody can make a YouTube. I mean, look at some of the qualities of YouTubes that are out there, and you wonder, you know, why do these people do this, you know? So you do have to consider the source and do watch, you know, and especially when you go to YouTube and you're watching a video under so for the poster's name, usually you can click on the poster and you can see what other videos they've put up there, and look in how many views, look at the comments, and see if they are valid, and it wasn't just, you know, somebody who didn't really know what they were talking about putting up a video, because you do have to be careful about that.
Yeah. I was looking through MIT's website, and for theirs, it's ocw.mit.edu. They have many, many free online courses for most subjects out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's fairly well laid out, so definitely give them a look as well.
Yeah, yeah. This is a site now. All of the ones that we mentioned before were all free. This site does charge, Lynda, LYNDA.com. It's $25 a month or $375 a year charge, but there's over 113,000 tutorials, and it concentrates, lynda.com concentrates on software application topics. So if you need to learn how to use Photoshop or Word or Excel or, you know, you name it, it's on Lynda. What's kind of cool about Lynda is not only are there the tutorials, but there's also hands-on exercises to go along with it. And I think you can print out certificates. And a lot of companies, I know Gateway, the employees can use lynda.com for their continuing education. And a lot of companies do honor lynda.com certificates for continuing ed.
Yeah, some of these, the more traditional colleges that are offering these classes do give you the option of taking it free, or you can pay a little bit. And one was that you would, if you pass it and everything's fine, they'll credit you the money back. Mm-hmm. Or there's even an advanced option. You pay kind of the normal fee, and then you can earn college credit with it. So definitely look at the fine print and what's available.
Right. Because
you might want to take it once for free in your own time, and then go back, pay for it, and possibly receive credit for it. But I would only do that for the more well-known ones, the respectable ones that it would transfer anywhere, as opposed to one you really haven't heard of too much that might not transfer it anywhere. So.
Right, right. And that's a key critical thing. If you are looking to ultimately use these as college credits, do understand that currently most schools require that you take a certain amount of credits from them to actually get the degree. So if you're going to pull, you know, I think that any school will accept credits from a Harvard or a Yale or an MIT. But do, you know, as Dave said, you do want to be careful to make sure that the transferability and acceptability for these courses is going to work out. But it is a great way. I think the other neat kind of thing is, if you are looking to go to college ultimately and you're thinking you might want to get a degree in a particular field, look and see if there's one of these free courses to see, is this something that's going to really truly interest me?
Yeah, and some of these can also just supplement what you are already doing right now. So if you're working for a particular subject, you might want to brush up on that and mm-hmm. and see if you can even do that at work, maybe, because you're just learning on the job anyway.
Sure.
So there are many different resources out there, which is really nice these
right,
days.
Right. So all of a sudden you're being tasked with a particular new project that you know little or nothing about. There may be an actual course out there to give you an overview. I'm looking again at that Coursera.org. There's a class, Interprofessional Healthcare Informatics, from the University of Minnesota. So if you're a healthcare professional and informatics is, you know, one of their hot, you know, hot areas, and you need to learn a little bit more about what informatics is, here you go. There's a free course that you can do that with. There's another website out there called open.edu/openlearn, similar to the ones that we've talked about before, where it pulls together, you know, again, those open online classes from all of those different schools. So lots and lots out there.
Yeah, and because it's on the internet, you can access from anywhere. So
yeah,
it's just a really nice thing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, positively. The last two sites, these are those kind of, you just got to learn a quick and dirty about something that I have at least. HowStuffWorks.com.
That's a great one. I like that one.
You know, free tutorials, tons of different topics. Like, for example, how shrunken heads work.
Might need to know that for the job or headhunting.
So just fun stuff. Oh, speaking of, this one wasn't on my list, but I just saw something on TV about it. Did you see, and I don't remember where I saw it, was if it was on the news or what, but the Smithsonian is now using some 3D technology where, you know, combining technologies from all kinds of fields. So one of the technologies was from the technology that enables CAT scans. And I can't remember the others, but they're scanning different objects that are at the Smithsonian. And then you can go online and you can see these. And using your mouse, you can rotate these objects so you can get a full, you know, total 180, 360 degree view of these different objects.
Yeah, I've heard about that because they only show like 10% of their collection is actually for show on their floor. So having something like that is an amazing resource.
Yeah, yeah. And then they showed one of the objects. So it was like a petrified crab or something like that. So you can take their 3D scanning and then you can send that to your 3D printer and you can print these objects.
That's a really interesting topic we'll talk about later, because not can you only like steal software online, but you can literally steal designs and print them for your own, which is a good and a bad thing. But yeah, that's going to be the next big thing.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought that was cool because two of the objects that they scanned, the Smithsonian scanned, were the death – well, not death masks, but face masks from Abraham Lincoln. So one of them was before the Civil War and the other one was after the Civil War. And you can clearly look at the one after the Civil War and how much that whole thing aged him. But based on their scan that's online, you can literally download that and 3D print and have your own mask of Abraham Lincoln. Imagine what that's going to do to manufacturing. You can take these objects like this mask of Abraham Lincoln, you know, and then you can use some kind of latex type of thing, put it over there, and now you have a mask of Abraham Lincoln that you can wear for Halloween.
Kind of creepy, but
This is the scary thing about technology, you know? I mean, yeah, we're going to have to talk about 3D printers on the next show because I think that whole topic is fascinating, you know?
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Yeah. So last site, and then we'll let you go, ehow.com. Very similar to how stuff works, but basically you can go there and you can learn how does a printer work? How does a 3D printer work? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So any other sites?
Not for me. I am tapped out.
Okay. So there you go. So go out and get your learning, you know, free online. And given that, you know, we've had more snow and more cold this winter in Wisconsin than we know what to do with, there's nothing else to do. Oh my God. I have 6 foot. I'm not kidding. I have 6 foot piles in my front and backyard.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I miss it.
You miss the snow?
Yeah.
Oh, driving in was just a piece of cake the other day because it was snowing. So, I mean, you know, it's a typical Wisconsin, you know, and you hit the snow, especially driving down 31 and all those farm fields, it's blowing, you know, all across and everything. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and you just had your lovely rain.
Yeah. Can you go to the beach?
Aww. Yeah, yeah. So, all righty. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. And definitely, I think next month, Dave, let's talk about 3D printers.
Sounds good.
I think that will be an excellent, excellent topic. So, have a great weekend and talk to you next month. And then I'll see you the month after.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Technology Matters, hosted by Gateway IT instructor Christine Lazaro. For more information on Technology Matters, please go to the WGTD.org website and click on Talk.